91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. For Quincy West OPP, distracted driving has been one of the top four proactive traffic initiatives for the OPP for the past 2 years. They say taking your eyes off the road for just a second can prove fatal for you and someone around you. So far this year, Quincy West officers have stopped 115 vehicles and charged those drivers for driving while texting or talking on a cell phone. The OPP wants everyone to leave the multitasking at home or in the office. They say it does not belong in the vehicle. A tsunami watch for much of the Indian Ocean has been lifted hours after two powerful earthquakes hit off Indonesia's western coast. Today's 8.6 and 8.2 magnitude earthquakes triggered panic as residents in coastal cities fled to high ground. Reporter Robin McDowell says there was great fear among people who lived through the 2004 earthquake-triggered tsunami, which killed over 200,000 people.
This is right off of the fault line that has spawned some of the biggest earthquakes in history.
A tsunami watch is still in effect for Indonesia, India, the Maldives, Sri Lanka, and the island territory of Diego Garcia. Ontario's cash-strapped government is dismissing the NDP's list of demands to support its budget as a spending spree. NDP leader Andrea Horvath has now unveiled her final demands, and they include a $250 million job creation tax credit. Dalton McGuinty says he'd have preferred to see some new ideas about how to save money. He also lashed out at the Conservatives for vowing to vote against the budget and risk triggering another election. America's top lawman vows a complete federal investigation of the case of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black 17-year-old who was shot and killed by Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman in Florida this past February.
Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department will conduct a thorough and independent review of the evidence in the Trayvon Martin case.
If we find evidence of a potential federal criminal civil rights crime, we will take appropriate action. And at every step, the facts and the law will guide us forward.
Speaking to a civil rights organization here in the nation's capital, Holder said one of the Justice Department's top priorities is preventing and combating youth violence and victimization. David Melendi, Washington.
And businesses in downtown Vancouver say they remain optimistic there won't be a repeat of last year's Stanley Cup riot. The playoffs open tonight with the Canucks hosting the LA Kings. Wayne Powell of London Drugs says the company's Granville Street location was hit with hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage in the violence last year. He says members of the public and business community must encourage appropriate behavior. That's 91X News to 103. Here's John Boldrick with sports.
In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are in action again this afternoon as they wrap up their three-game series with the Boston Red Sox. It's a battle of aces as the Jays throw Ricky Romero on the mound to combat the Red Sox and John Lester. The score is currently tied at zero in the second inning. The hot corner in New York may be about to cool down just a little bit. Mets third baseman David Wright has suffered a fractured right pinky. Mets manager Terry Collins has said the injury will likely see Wright land on the disabled list. Wright suffered the injury on Monday night. Guy Lafleur won't hire Patrick Waugh as the Montreal Canadiens' next coach. The Habs legend says Waugh's emotion and frankness would make him too much of a target for the media. Montreal is looking to fill the coaching spot currently held by interim Randy Cunningworth after a disastrous season. Canada will play South Africa in a Davis Cup World Group Tennis Playoff later this year. The Canadiens must win the best of five tie to remain in the World Group for 2013. A loss would relegate them back to the America's Zone Group 1 for next year. Canada is currently ranked 13th in the world, while the South Africans are ranked 23rd. The September 14th to 16th tie will be held in South Africa, with the specific venue and court surface to be announced later. The Canadians started the year in the World Group for the first time since 2004. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, clearing later this afternoon with a high of plus 10. For tonight, a few clouds and a low of plus 2. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 14. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 15. It's 8 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema with John Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.